Linga after man found dead. Kantriya MP calls for repeal of Livestock Development Act following slaughter of animals in Kalomo. And in international news, Palestinians flee IDF attacks on Gaza City as Israelis protest occupation plan.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Police in Lusaka have launched an investigation into a suspected case of poisoning following the sudden death of a 47-year-old man, Moses Daka, in the early hours of today in Kalinga Linga compound. According to Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha, Kalinga Linga Police Post received a phone report at around 06 hours from Area Councillor Mokovesa Nyoni, 39, who reported the discovery of a lifeless body near the Fipelo Analisa shop. Ms. Kaitisha said officers immediately visited and processed the scene where the deceased was found lying outside the gates with household belongings scattered nearby. She said foam and a watery substance were observed coming from his mouth, suggesting possible poisoning. Ms. Kaitisha said a bottle labeled Bloom was found near the body, while another empty bottle labeled Boom was recovered a few meters away. She said preliminary investigations indicate that on 16th August 2025, Mr. Daka, his wife Karen Mueloa, 36, and their two children were evicted from their rented residence.
At around 06 hours, Kalinga Linga Police Post received a report from the officers of a lifeless body found near Fipelo Analisa shop. Police officers immediately visited and processed the scene. The deceased was found outside a gate with household belongings scattered nearby. Foam and a watery substance were observed coming from his mouth, suggesting possible poisoning. Preliminary investigations indicate that on 16th of August 2025, the deceased, along with his wife Karen Mueloa, aged 36, and their two children were evicted from their rented residence. With nowhere to go, the family's belongings were left outside the house.
Kantriya Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has called for the repeal and replacement of the current Livestock Development Act following the recent slaughter of 70 animals in Kalomo District. Mr. Chanda has described the incident where animals were culled simply because their owner lacked a movement permit as deeply heartbreaking. He said the action raises serious questions about the methods still being used in livestock regulation and disease control. Mr. Chanda has revealed that the animals had already been tested and cleared as disease-free, yet they were still destroyed, adding that this was not merely a punishment, but the total destruction of a man's livelihood, dignity and future. He has since announced his intention to move a motion in Parliament to repeal and replace the current Livestock Development Act, stating that Zambia needs a modern, progressive livestock law that reflects contemporary realities and humane practices.
While it is important to uphold the law and maintain biosecurity, justice must never be divorced from compassion, proportionality, and scientific practice. This was not just punishment, it was a total destruction of a man's livelihood, dignity, and future. Such archaic and heavy-handed methods not only punish the farmer, but also weaken this very sector we are trying to grow. It is for this reason that I'll be moving a motion in Parliament to repeal and replace the current Livestock Development Act. This law, in its present form, is punitive in nature, outdated in design, and destructive in practice.
Chief Kahare of Nkiema District of Western Province has expressed concern over the rising levels of encroachment in game management area, warning that the trend threatens both wildlife conservation and community livelihoods. In an interview, Chief Kahare said the continued illegal human settlement and farming activities in the GMA are reducing wildlife habitats, undermining efforts to protect the area's biodiversity. He has cautioned that if encroachment continues at this pace, they risk losing the benefits forever, therefore called on relevant authorities to step up enforcement of land use regulations and engage local communities in conservation education. The traditional leader has further appealed to residents to respect the boundaries of protected areas, stressing that long-term environmental preservation would lead to greater social and economic gains for the region.
Currently, I think we are having a challenge of encroachment on the part of the GMA. These are areas that form as the barrier for the Kafue National Park. So the animals that are in the Kafue National Park cross to the GMA, which are managed by different safaris, and so these are meant to generate revenues for the community so that they benefit through the what we call the community resource boards. So now these GMAs have been encroached by a number of people from other districts, because now it means that whatever revenue was meant to be realized is shrinking.
Water Development and Sanitation Minister Engineer Collins Nzovu has underlined the crucial role of climate adaptation in building resilience. Speaking at a side event during the just-ended National Adaptation Plan Expo in Lusaka, Mr. Nzovu described the session as an important platform for sharing lessons and practical solutions, including climate-resilient toilets and urban water systems. He encouraged participants to form new partnerships to advance innovation and collective progress. In a speech read on his behalf by Permanent Secretary Engineer Ramas Kamanga, Engineer Nzovu called the NAP Expo a significant moment to move from planning to action, highlighting the relevance of innovations in the NAP process.
Our efforts are aligned with the Sustainable Development Goals, SDG number 6, on water and sanitation, the Paris Agreement Global Goal on adaptation, and the regional framework like the Continental Africa Water Investment Program. We recognize that our ambition requires scaled-up climate finance, simplified access to adaptation funding, and increased support for country-led priorities in the water and sanitation space. We welcome the role of Green Climate Fund and other partners, but more is needed faster and with a focus on building local systems and capacities.
Meanwhile, Zambia NGO WASH Forum Coordinator Bubala Momba highlighted the importance of integrating climate emphasis with duty bearer accountability and capacity building to support local communities and leadership.
Our way forward is clear. First, we must invest in climate smart water security infrastructure that is community-led and tailored to local conditions. Reliable water access is the foundation of resilient households and agriculture. Second, we need to promote drought and drought-tolerant agriculture to safeguard food security and improve livelihoods. Supporting farmers to adopt climate smart crops and techniques will sustain our natural resources. Thirdly and critically, community adaptation capacity and governance must be strengthened. Successful adaptation requires local leadership, ownership to ensure long-lasting impact. These priorities align with international efforts such as the UN for NAP initiative and the Global Climate Resilience Framework, which calls us to shift from planning to concrete action.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has underscored the importance of green bonds in mobilizing long-term financing to support the country's adaptation to the impacts of climate change. SEC Chief Executive Officer Philip Chitalu said green bonds are essential for promoting sustainable development and building environmental resilience. He has highlighted that the Copperbelt Energy Corporation remains the only issuer of green bonds on the Zambian market so far, having raised about $156 million, a move he described as a major step towards climate-conscious investment. While green bonds can be applied to various sectors, Mr. Chitalu has emphasized that their greatest value lies in enabling access to long-term capital for climate-related projects.
Green bonds speaks to a number of factors, but more so raising long-term funding to help adapt ourselves to the climate change, as it were. For now, on the market, we have Adoni CEC that has issued about $156 million in green bonds to put up their solar plant. So that's something to clap for ourselves as a country, because it shows the possibility of